Yeah, let's talk about it and how that went for you guys. And so let's go ahead. It wasn't you two working together. Let's start with the two of you. How did that go for you?
It went great for me. I think when I first started the session, part of me was like, what? We're doing Reiki and we're thinking and we're asking and looking for things. And finally I just had to calm down and say, we've done this before, it'll be okay. And then I really wasn't getting much, and so I was like, okay, send me some symbols, some images, some colors, send me something simple to begin with. And then it was like the floodgates open, and so it was just really nice to be able to acknowledge that I can ask and I will receive. And it went really well. And I really liked, I think, what 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was about 15 minutes per person.
Yeah, I thought that was perfect.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Receiving was great. I was noticing that when I first was on the table, I felt unsafe. There was reassurance, you're safe, melt into the table. Definitely Kim was picking up on my fears, which is one of the things I was wanting to let go of for my next step. And then as a giver, I was really afraid nothing would come. And then some things came, and of course then I was like, why are these kind of...
Yeah. Am I making this up?
Yeah. I like giving, even if something doesn't come, it feels really peaceful and this sense of just like connectedness, I feel, even if nothing comes, which feels like a gift.
Yeah. And that is a really good point, because it's not always about that. These are tools in your tool bag. And, there would never be a point of, like, that's the whole point of it. I shouldn't say never. That's not true. There are times that it works that way really well and does show up with intention. But it's not required, is probably a good way to put that. So when you were sharing then, and you were a bit unsure of if it was relevant, how did you do that? Did you just say what you saw? How did that?
Yeah, just shared what I saw and let her kind of say whether or not it was meaningful or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of dialogued a little bit, and then some other thoughts came up.
While you were dialoguing, then more came in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Like more information about the image. Like one felt like a past life image.
Mm.
I should not have shared. But like that I was like connected.
In this group, I think we're okay to share, unless you don't want somebody to. And this is a confidential group. Yeah. So, okay.
Well, and I like that point too, Allison. Sometimes, especially after the session, when you are dialoguing, there is some things that can come through.
Yeah.
And that is just as valid.
Yeah.
As, you know, especially if you can discern that it is still coming from that higher place. And
yeah.
It sounds like you did feel that that's where that was coming from. And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So just so you know, that's also very valid.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I think for receiving from Allison, it was pretty easy. At first, when I got on the table, the monkey mind started kind of playing with me, and so I just asked say, hey, can you kind of come in and take care of that? And it did. But there was just this feeling of floating and safety and just a lot of peace, knowing that I was going to receive some guidance and some help.
Mm.
And I did. And
nice.
And giving was, I don't have the opportunity to give that much. And so when I do, it's like my whole body, my whole psyche is just right in it.
Yeah.
And so it was really, it was powerful for me, what she experienced.
Well, great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And how about, it was you two, right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd
yeah.
that go for you guys?
Do you want to go first?
Or? I'll go first. Yeah. It was as the practitioner, I'm used to just watching what's happening in a session. This pretty much what I do is I just watch. I don't usually share as I'm going, or sometimes share after, sometimes not. Doing the Compass Oncology and those places, we don't share. So I don't even look.
Yeah.
So when I have a client, I'm mostly just watching. I don't share a whole. Maybe I'll share some things afterwards. So with this evening, actively looking for something or actively asking for something to come in, I had to stop and it's like, okay, no, that's my head. Back up, listen more, and then hearing what it is, finding a way to share that, finding a way to speak that, was. I'm not always very articulate, and especially when it's a, I don't even know what word to use. It's an action that someone else needs to take to go deeper into thought. So it was, but the giving was great. It was a little bit uncomfortable sharing. But I just moved forward and did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it came out okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear.
Okay.
Yeah. And articulate.
And so in receiving what she shared, then, again, did you just share what you just saw rather than no interpretation?
I didn't interpret, no interpretation, just what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a picture. It was because I was asking for a message to come through,
mm-hmm.
In response to her questions. It was the words.
The words, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it came in words and they made sense to you.
Yeah, and actually it was something that I've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The way you described it was something I've done in the past, and I thought, oh yeah, maybe I should do that again. so that's good. Yeah. Really hot energy, you know, the heat from our hands. And it, sometimes Reiki, it wakes me up. And sometimes it relaxes me, and it woke me up. And so, that's why I hesitate sometimes to give myself Reiki at night, because it's like, what is it gonna do? But yeah, it was good. Yeah. And I felt like the messages, like I said, were helpful. And it's funny because both of us, part of it is within what we just did, what we were working with or wanting to know about. So for me, the giving just learned something new. So part of that was my, I was thinking through all of that, and I noticed when I am in a different location, physical location, and then other people too are around, I have to really, you know, keep focused, because I will get like, oh, there's other people that I'm thinking about. So just to stay focused, and oftentimes I know when it's clear intuition because I'm just relaxing, it's just right there. So I know that some of my mind is getting in the way, but when in the moment, then I know my intuition, which comes more as pictures and words and knowingness, and so that came, and then I feel like I just wasn't able to stay present with it the whole time, the rest of it. But I felt like that was pretty clear for me.
Great.
Yeah.
Receiving was great. I was able to just let go of the overwhelm. Just show up here, and go of the overwhelm that's been plaguing me for the last week or so. And just relax into that and just receive, and not try to think about what's gonna come up, what's what, blah blah blah, how am I gonna implement this? I got too much to do already, blah blah blah. You just let it all go.
Awesome.
Just listen.
I wondered about that when you were talking, you know, at first, like, and I thought, oh, this will be perfect to just prepare you for this next.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
It was great. And what she shared was relevant. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah.
Nice. Great.
Yeah, it reminded me of a session I had with you a long time ago.
Oh. Cool. Oh. Great. And it was you two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how'd that go for you guys?
Let's see. I think that, like, in this headspace right now, it's kind of like, that's how it is. I guess what she saw or heard or whatever the right words are, was very appropriate to my, just like, I don't know, that's just how I've been this last couple of weeks. I don't know, there's just so much, you know, so much work and so that sort of thing, and not knowing how to incorporate pieces of who I really am in my real life, whatever that means. So the message was appropriate, I guess, the right words.
Great.
And then giving, it is, you know, it's hard to stay attuned just like in real life. It's like, oh, I'm going to nod my head like I'm really listening, but it's the different, that connection to that different space is interesting.
I felt really similar to Ariane. How do you say your name?
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of my people I do Reiki on is at the cancer clinic, and
mm-hmm.
so there's no talking about anything. I don't have any feedback ever, and it's this very different energy. And so I was really pleasantly surprised to remember how it is with, you know, with Reiki people. You were just like instant, like right when I touched her, like. It's like my hot mustard effect just clears me all the way up. I'm like, oh my god, it's great. So it's really nice.
Hot mustard effect.
Yeah. I never knew I was stuffy, but I'm really clear now. So it's really great. I just try to stay out of my head. Like you were saying, it's like sometimes you think it's what you're thinking. You know, I'm thinking, like when we talked and we were answering questions and stuff. So when I was feeling stuff, I'm like, is that me? Is that what I think? Or is that her? And so I'm like, okay, just go. But yeah, so certain words come to me as well. And it's a feeling. I get feelings. And so it was kind of appropriate for what she said too. So it's really nice.
Great.
And then when I received, it was appropriate as well. So she had some interesting what she felt and saw, and it's right along with what I was thinking too. It's really good. Really nice and relaxing.
Great. Awesome. And how about you guys?
I came in receiving, and I gave my intentions on what I wanted to let go, and then what I wanted to receive, and then she started to lay her hands on different parts of my body, and she started with my ankles, and there was a lot of warmth. And then when she moved to my abdomen, I still felt the pressure on my ankles. And I let that thought go, and I could feel the heat from her hands on my abdomen, and it was becoming intense. And she had a light touch, but I could feel the pressure getting deeper and deeper. And I just went in with myself and stopped thinking about it. And she moved around to my head, and I thought it was the second person that was joining in. And I couldn't open my eyes because I wanted to see who was touching me on my abdomen. And finally, I looked up and there was nobody there. So that was a different experience. And I still felt the pressure on my abdomen, and I still feel it. So that was that has never occurred. So I was really kind of, my interests were heightened. So,
yeah.
And then giving, I wasn't feeling anything. I would go through the different chakras, and wondering, she gave her intentions of what she wanted and what she wanted to release. And so I'm looking for it. I didn't feel anything when I did a scanning. So I just went where I thought I should go. And finally I ended the session with laying hands on her head, and this flood of energy just, and it was pulsating, and it felt like it was moving my hands back and forth, but that's where her intentions were, to get rid of whatever was there. So, and she commented that that's where she felt the most energy when I was laying hands on her. So it was quite interesting.
Great. Wow, cool.
It was very good. It was very good. And all the as a receiver, I'm not a receiver very often, and so it was really nice to be in that position. And yeah, when he went to my head, I'm like, whoa. I told him I needed a little waxing on my third eye. Because it hasn't been too clear lately. So he did a magnificent job helping me to release what I needed to in that position. And a lot of the energy went to my throat chakra. No matter where he was, it would just go directly there. Even now I'm getting a little choked up about it. So a lot of my healing came from my throat and my third eye. And I saw violet a lot when he was up here, which is beautiful, because I need source to help me figure out some things that are happening in my life, and I keep asking for receiving of images, messages, people, And so it was really great to have him assist me in that process. And as a giver, it was very beautiful as well, because I got to go to where I was called to go. And he was very clear about what he wanted to release and what he wanted to bring in. And I thought I heard him. But everything was directed to what he wanted to release. And by the time I actually put hands on him, I couldn't remember what he wanted to bring in for the life of me. And I'm like, okay, there's a reason for this. And it's because I feel like there's so much that needs to happen before that can come in. And so during a session, I tried to pull from my tool bag the things that I knew how to do to help clear those chakras so that he could then have those things fill back up with the goodness that he wants to bring in. And so I thought that was pretty cool. My hands would get really warm. And when I went to his head, it was, I don't know if you guys could hear me, but I kind of lost my breath because there was so much that I wanted to, that I felt just being in that position. And so I had to come back to center and help him release. And I used Reiki breathing to kind of help clear. And that was really, really beautiful too. And going back to receiving, this just came to me. When he was at my head and he had his hands on my shoulders, somebody was touching my cheek. Mm-hmm. And when I first came in tonight and sat down during the meditation and I closed my eyes, somebody presented here. And I don't know who it is, but they may have been helping me do Reiki. Which is probably why you felt where I was going. It's like they picked up, they were piggybacking. So it's a female energy. Her name starts with a C. It's like Carmen or Carmella or something like that. So I don't.
How about Claire?
Okay, something with a C. Yeah, I don't. Who is
she? She's Michael's sidekick.
Okay, yes, I'm getting goosebumps, so it must be that. Spirit saying that's
what it is. Sense of humor.
Woo!
Yes, little,
okay.
She could
so
be a little spicy.
Something is here, yeah.
You're
yeah.
Cop mustard.
Oh.
yeah, it was very clear, because I sat down and I'm like, ooh, okay, all right, we'll just ride this wave, because usually I don't say anything, but after you shared that, I'm like, okay, well, it must have been that somehow we had help. So that's awesome. I'm always happy to have backup at whatever level that is. So yeah, it was really nice. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow, really great, everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you know, it's kind of a mixture of what you were saying of like, wait, and you guys were like, wait, what? We're doing journeying with Reiki and getting information. And because, as we know, Reiki works regardless mm-hmm. of the information, and we don't need to do that. However, as most of you have experienced, it does start happening. Mm-hmm. Information starts coming in, and there are appropriate times to share it and appropriate times not to share it. And that is that discernment that is always important with this part of it. The listening is the biggest piece, and I heard many of you talk about, I had to just get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Because that, and that's continual. I still have to stop and think, I have to get out of the way here. And what I've seen with that is it reaches all new levels of it, just when you kind of think, oh, you know, I'm pretty much out of the way now. Yeah, and then boom, comes in. And you do start to notice there is a difference in the feeling. You notice when you're in the way. You notice when you're not detecting. And, you know, everything, things come in everywhere from you know, the physical experience, like you guys were explaining, you had really a physical intuition with this one. And, you know, others of you had different kinds of intuition. But that is one of the things I heard, I pretty well heard all the way through, is each of you going, okay, wait, step back, get out of my mind, bring my mind to focus, and it works, you know, because we can be all over the place, get in a session and go all over the place. So the other thing I would say with all of this is it is not an expectation or a requirement that you practice in this style, but it is tools in your tool bag, and you can decide if it's something that intrigues you more or not. It's another style of spiritual research on behalf of others. So we'll be working with this idea all the way through, and just developing the ability, and again, so you have that discernment. Because even if you're thinking that you're not going to go the direction where everything comes in with a lot of information, it still happens. I see it in my Reiki 1 and 2 classes. Even by Reiki 1, they're already, first day after practice, they're already starting to perceive things. And it's one of the major questions I get. Like, what do I do about it? And I remember when it first started happening for me, I really didn't understand it. And it went to such a feeling of it being fantastical that actually got kind of, that got in my way. Because it was like, guess what I saw, you know, and so excited. So learning about it in this kind of a setting where you start to think about it in terms of skill, empowerment, it's a big piece of the potential of empowerment. And it's empowering for you as well. It will also increase your own intuition for you and about you. They apply. So it all applies both directions. You know, you may be developing skill in journeying for others, and at the same time it's going to develop the skill in listening for you, about you. I can pretty well ask questions now and feel confident that the answers come through, and in sessions, but for myself, because still this is all focused on your next step. And some of it, Kimberly, actually, as I've told you before, these are questions you've asked me because you know it's showing up, and you're in a group now where you can explore it and see what happens. Yeah, and bring it to the surface so that you can consciously choose in your work. You're not always going to be able to do this, but it also, in increasing your intuition, you know, can really just benefit in sometimes even that one short statement that shows up for somebody can be a really big difference for them, or an intuitive, you know, and how. Being able to go more deeply in intuition.
Yeah, and when I'm in session with someone, when I'm doing, you know, intakes, when I first meet someone, or, you know, other visits, I get all this information and I'm just waiting for them to tell me. I'm like, I know this, so can you just tell me it?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that. But, and then eventually it often will come up and it's validating, because it's like, okay, yes, that's what I was getting. I'm so glad we talked about it. Because I can't just say, oh, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
You know? So,
this is what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't say, oh, yeah, I see that your grandmother's hanging out with you over there.
They're like, now who's the patient? Who's the therapist?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's nice to be able to have some freedom in that and feel like it's, you can get it out, not have to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It can, because I'm also a therapist, I find that it sometimes can help me know the direction of like where to hold space for a client. It's like, have a client come in and they're a child and they have these symptoms that I'm like, you've been sexually abused.
Yes.
And it's like, that I can do activities related to disclosure or helping them feel safe, and so it is really interesting when you're like sitting with a client, like, I don't know why this is coming in, but it's coming in, and then when there's a disclosure or when they start sharing, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it is really powerful.
Yeah.
And also scary.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
What research has allowed Reiki to go into the oncology area?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably just plain the results that it works, and word of mouth would be my guess.
I think they've actually done studies about oncology and using Reiki for oncology. I know that some of the research that I have in trying to convince people that Reiki works, I found some research on using Reiki for oncology, so I know there have been some studies on its effectiveness, but how it first got into oncology, I don't know.
I wonder if it's because it's a volunteer situation, too. They don't really turn away volunteer, you know? Services, and so, and then I know up in Portland they have forms you fill out, so they get you know, how are you feeling before and after, and so you actually see the results, and so the doctors can see or whoever can see that the patients and caregivers are feeling better.
And isn't it on that site that you told me about the research articles? I think there's some about oncology.
Yeah, I just don't know how it's kind of coalesced to go into, because it is the most common medical practice that uses Reiki.
Mm-hmm. I have a
question. Kim, did you? Yeah.
So, I have quite a few friends who are empaths, so I'm not quite sure what that means, but, so is this a download? Or how does this vary from a download? What is a download?
Well, I think a download, I would see this more as an intuition, where a download, and not that a download can't happen during this kind, you know, when you're in this receptive mode, but I think of a download as information that comes in, and you may not even consciously be aware of it in that moment. And it may reveal over time, and it feels like a big block of information, where this feels more perceptive and intuitive. They feel slightly different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hear some of my writer friends saying, "Oh yeah, I was in meditation and had a big download."
Mm-hmm.
Getting a big.
It is like that, and you don't always know what the whole download is. You know, it unveils and reveals. Yeah, and we will be talking about empathy next time.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
And what that is, because I would guess probably most of us in here have an empathy part that could. We can always use skill around.
And there is that book, The Highly
Sensitive. I ordered it.
Oh, did you order it?
I ordered
book?
It, yeah.
So The Empath Survival Guide by Judith Orloff, who's a psychiatrist, that talks about things that probably all of us have worked with or been learned, but it puts it into
to one book, and then she breaks down different types of empaths and kind of describes them. And then there's a person who is a psychologist and studies